This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
James Cullen, the founder of Pink Dollar Travel. Thank you so much for joining us today, James.
It's all right. G'day. How you going?
Good. We're going pretty well. So what? You know, we were talking earlier, you've made a complete career change. You've gone from the arts industry and you've moved into what we call the corporate world. Let's speak a little bit about that. What motivated you to do that?
I was in the corporate world originally when I was about 18 as well. I started my own company back then doing web design and getting people to do web design and commissioning it out to people who actually knew what they were doing. And then music took off. I was playing drums for the Olympics, the opening ceremony, and a few contacts were made then, and yeah, just travelled around and got a few tours overseas, and yeah, just went with wherever life took me. Then I got into the music, and I'd wake up in a hotel room somewhere and I'd be like, you know, always wanted a real job, 9 to 5, the grass is greener type of situation. And decided one day, like, no, it's not me. So I left it all and moved to Melbourne. I had to get a real job.
Excellent. And so what's the concept behind Pink Dollar Travel?
When I was travelling, I did experience a lot of gay and lesbian tours and experiences overseas. I didn't really have anyone to guide me back here, so I'd contact some companies, like some of the well-known companies that you know of, and ask them about different places that I could book into that I saw online or things like that, and they had no idea, they didn't have any contacts or anything like that. And I think a lot of Australians don't really know about what is out there. So I thought, well, it's a perfect opportunity to show Australia what there actually is.
That sounds like a great plan, although I'm sure some of the listeners out there would think it interesting. I have come across a few people in my travels, so to speak, pun intended, that would dream about having a career in music rather than in the corporate world. So it's interesting that you've gone the other way instead.
Yeah. Yeah, some people, different strokes, I guess. You know, I like the home. I like to have a nice house and stability.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a creature of habit.
Can't be underestimated.
I don't like unpredictability.
So you know, you've said that you've travelled a lot and, you know, you've seen some pretty awesome places. What would you say are some of the best places you've seen in your travels?
Southern Decadence in New Orleans. Yeah, that was quite an experience. Similar to, there's something recently going around on Facebook where a police officer was dancing with one of the attendees at the New York Pride. And I experienced a similar thing in New Orleans, where the police officers on every corner, they were dancing along, having a great time, and there was no fights. There was just everyone was having a party. There was no prejudice going on, and of all places in the South, you wouldn't really expect it there. But that's one of my best memories.
What else about New Orleans stuck out to you in particular?
Well, besides, it's called Bourbon Street. Yeah, no, it's a bit of an interesting place, the South in America. There's a little blue dot in Texas called Austin, which it seems to be the rest of the Sea of Red. And you have, it actually reminds me a lot of Melbourne, so it's set out a lot like Melbourne. But everyone from around Texas just comes to this one place, and you can just be whatever you want. There's music, there's arts, There's people walking down the street with black makeup on. It just doesn't matter who you are. And you go outside of that little town and you feel like an alien. That was another place in my travels that I'll remember forever.
Sounds fascinating.
It does indeed. It does. So you know, Pink Dollar Travel is your concept that you've started. And you know, it's is it only available here in Melbourne, or can other people around Australia and even the world access it?
No, there are customers from all over the world. You know, it's not a main job, because the whole point of Pink Dollar is to make it accessible for everyone. So it's not out there to take over from anyone. So we have a lot of relationships with people from Planet Dwellers in Sydney, a lot of the other travel providers around Australia. So it's all everyone just coming together for a common cause, just bringing the community together.
Do you organise tours specifically to those areas, or are they just anywhere people would like to travel to?
There are some tours that are arranged in Sydney through Planet Dwellers, and also we have other companies that we're friends with, such as there's a New Zealand, you might have heard of Ski Week NZ, and Ski Week QT is the original and the best. You know, we have friends in the Ski Week QT, they're great girls, and we try and put people in touch with people in that area. And it's not about Pink Dollar Travel, you know, taking over anyone else's land. It's, you know, you come to the Pink Dollar Travel, and if there's someone in New South Wales, or they're travelling to New South Wales, then we say that this is a great company here, and you've got some awesome contacts, and feel free to, you know, to use us or use them. It's not about monopoly. It's about bringing everyone together and giving them options.
So it's sort of a like a shared approach to travel.
It has to be in Australia, because it's not a major market, and everyone that is in it. I have had the chance to meet some people from GALTA, which is a Gay and Lesbian Tourism Association, and they're very big in other states, not so much in Melbourne yet. But their whole concept is to try and bring everyone together. They're not out there to make particular one state or one company big, and there's the actual president lives in Queensland, of all places, that you think, oh, there's not really a big gay community up there, but he's an amazing guy, and he does a lot for travel in Australia, and also New Zealand. They take along sometimes.
So how many tours a year would you organise?
Probably we get once every week we have something going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you've got a pretty full-on role with Pink Dollar Travel, and also your other work that you do. How do you manage to fit it all in?
Well, I do love the concept that Winston Churchill only needed 4 hours of sleep and he could win a war. All I'm doing is just working, enjoying something and doing something I love. So I do have some nights where I don't sleep very much, but it's all part of the fun. You know, if you're not getting out there doing something that they have passion for, then yeah, you're really not living.
So what is it that gives you the passion for developing these tours for the GLBTIQ community?
It's not just about the tours. It's helping people to experience something that they would never have really thought about doing, or if they don't have certain people in their life that they can really rely on to keep them through, then, you know, they want to meet people and experience things with people. That's part of the meetup groups, which I'm sure we'll talk about later as well. It's all about bringing people together and hopefully making new friends.
Camp Pink, which is a not-for-profit program that you're running.
Yeah, that's right.
So what inspired you to organise something like that?
2009-2010, I did a summer camp in the States, and it was for 13 to 17 year olds, and then I was teaching drums there. During the camp, they said to me that there's something called camp, which happens afterwards. And I spent about 8 weeks doing it, and then I heard about this camp. And so then they asked me to stay on, and it's basically an LGBTI summer camp for adults. And recently I was chatting to them, and they're like, well, you know, you should do something like that here. And I've got their support and their background, and it's been going since 97.
Excellent. So Camp Pink, it sounds pretty cool, and I've seen on the website it is a camp, a school camp for GLBTIQ adults.
That's right, yeah. So everything that you would think about summer camp, you get ropes courses and things, and you do have to take your doona and your pillow, unless you borrow them from someone. But it's air-conditioned rooms and, you know, proper beds and things. So yeah, it's something there that all of the community can attend. We have the first person to book was called Jess, and she's from Wyndham Vale in Victoria. Jess is in a wheelchair, and the best thing about Camp Manyung is that it's got a fully accessible site, and a universal ropes course, which is a high ropes course that Jess will be able to do as well in the wheelchair.
Which I must say sounds exciting. I'm not sure I would have the strength to do the ropes course myself, but I certainly would be sitting there and cheering everyone on. And we were saying earlier, I think I was about 9, 10 the last time I went on an accessible camp. Sorry, that was good 24 years ago. Yeah. So
it was only the other day, Amy. Oh, what are you talking
just
about?
Just yesterday. So it's great that you're able to cater for people of all abilities and needs, and yeah, that's a really good thing.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons that we chose Camp Manyung. Not only that it's called Manyung, but it's also YMCA, and it's on the shores of Sunnyside Beach in Mount Eliza, which a lot of listeners probably know about. But it's just for bringing everyone together. It doesn't matter who you are. It's there to have a week-long fun just try new things that you've probably never done or haven't done since you're a little tacker.
Great. What other kinds of things can you do if you were thinking about signing up for one of these camps?
There's about 39 activities now. There's ropes courses, archery, laser skirmishes. We've also chartering a boat for a dolphin cruise on one of the days, the full week. And it's just all inclusive. You know, you don't have to worry about stuff. Just trying to make it accessible for everyone.
Excellent. So what is it about, inclusiveness is great. Where we do have people in wheelchairs able to come to the program, but you know, what is it about being inclusive for you? Like, what's your concept? You know, a lot of people, you know, aren't fans of the scene. You know, the clubs, the nightclubs, the bars in and around their area. So, is that part of why you're doing something like what you're doing?
Yeah, and there is that that element that there's a lot of people in the community that are over bars, but there's also a large proportion of the community that love bars. You know, I'm one of them as well, you know? And I think you can be both. I think you can love everything about the culture that, you know, and the community that we live in. You don't have to segregate into, you know, scene or non-scene. And I think the best thing about this concept that you know, there are parties. There's barn dances and tea dances and the New Year's Eve fireworks parties. So you can be into the scene in that way, or you can come along and you can just sit on the beach the whole time. You can go and shoot archery, go on a giant swing, go bushwalking, mountain biking. Just do what you want. It's up to you. You can get involved, or, you know, just take your own time and relax.
That sounds pretty awesome.
It does. You're saying, sorry, someone else might want to jump in while I have a bit of cough.
Yeah, so you were saying, you know, things around the activities and and being, you know, being relaxed or being fast-paced.
Mm.
So when are you putting the program on?
It's from the 26th of December until the 1st of January. That's for the full work program. There's also a three-day program at the end. You know, it's some people do have family that, you know, they spend that time with. But there's also people that may not have the relationship that they would like to have with their family. So we have an attitude there is a welcome home attitude. So we want to provide a space that people can come home at that time of year and feel included and feel special and needed.
Pink Dollar Travel, Camp Pink. So YMCA, you know, Camp Manyang. It sounds pretty cool. So if people, you know, wanted to get more information, where would they go?
Yeah, if they head to just the website, so camppink.com.au, they can check it out.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.